The humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders has set up an 8,000 square foot exhibit at a park on Milwaukee's lakefront. The site includes tents, a latrine, a food station, and a large leather bladder filled with water for drinking and washing. Brian Strachansky of Doctors Without Borders runs water into large plastic jugs that are used in the camps. He says refugees usually get about 5 gallons a day, compared to a typical U.S. citizen using 20 times that much.
People, they have to be very careful what to do with water. First priority is drinking, second is cooking, I think third is washing, and then it's cleaning clothes.
People in refugee camps have always had limits on basic supplies like water. But registered nurse and relief worker Jennifer Vago says in some camps there is a relatively new threat, attacks from the military, rebels, or others.
In my mission in Liberia in 2003, a camp of internally displaced people was under daily attack. We were being shot at, rained bullets every day. They lobbed mortars into the camp itself.
Doctors Without Borders says about 33 million people around the globe are homeless because of war and conflict in places like Iraq, Somalia, and Thailand. The group says it hopes the Milwaukee camp exhibit will move people to think more about refugees and perhaps donate time or money to humanitarian relief groups. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.